This is a test of the Maono AU-HD300T Hybrid XLR USB microphone. I'm Alan Tepper for Beyond Podcasting and Pro Video Coalition, and I'm here making a simultaneous recording via USB and XLR so you can hear the difference. We are recording at our absolute standard of 48 kHz for video, which the Maono AU-HD300T indeed supports via USB after setting it properly in the host device. We even produce and distribute all of our podcasts at 48 kHz too. For more information about that, visit 48kHzAlliance.com. That's 48kHzAlliance.com. The XLR output of the AU-HD300T is using the preamp and A to D, or analog-to-digital converter, in the Rodecaster Pro, although no processing is being added by the Rodecaster Pro for this particular recording. I love the fact that all of the included accessories that come with the AU-HD300T are perfect. For those who don't already have a flexible boom, the included stand has a solid metal base and the stick is adjustable to an appropriate height, unlike many other included bases with other microphones where the stick is just too short and the base is too flimsy. The Maono AU-HD300T includes quite an effective shock mount and pop filter, which uses a solid rod, not a gooseneck, which is what I personally prefer if using a pop filter instead of a windscreen. Both an XLR and a USB-C to USB-A cable come included. I like the fact that the included XLR cable has black XLR connectors to match the black color of the microphone. Too many black microphones include a black XLR cable but with a silver XLR connector. Thanks, Maono, for choosing an appropriate cable. I also like the latency-free monitoring via the headphone jack, which is available when connected via USB. My only concern is that the USB output is somewhat low, even at maximum gain. I am recording each output separately. The XLR output is being recorded at approximately minus 12 dB, while the USB output is being recorded somewhat lower, since there is no choice if I don't scream. Of course, I'll normalize each track, so you'll only hear the final difference in quality, not the original gain difference. Next, we'll have about 5 seconds of silence, courtesy of your public library, before listening to our standard text for testing microphones, preamps, and A to D converters. Spanish Constitution of 1978, Part 3, my translation in English. 1. Castilian is the official language of the state. All Spaniards have the obligation to know it and the right to use it. 2. The other Spanish languages shall also be official in their respective autonomous communities according to their statutes. 3. The richness of Spain's diverse linguistic modalities represents our national heritage and shall be the object of special respect and protection. For the uncensored truth about the most widespread of all Spanish languages, visit thecastilianconspiracy.com. There you'll find the second edition of that book. That's thecastilianconspiracy.com. Para leer la versión original en castellano, visita laconspiraciondelcastellano.com. Repetimos, laconspiraciondelcastellano.com.